America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is at San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, it's a blue room.
I've laughed about that they, you know, they in the business, you're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay. So,
you know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam. Although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name? And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party is a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two. And you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it. But people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And
yeah.
See, they can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections. Is the Senate going to flip?
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, you say voters educating themselves, one of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?